to support Israel is tantamount to declaring yourself persona non grata wherever you go, whether you're in a university, a place of business, because political correctness now has strangled God's will for the world and for Israel. And so, God's looking for a few people who will stand with Israel, who will dare to stand alone, who will dare to have a purpose firm, and who will dare to make it known in love, and who will dare to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I urge you to do that today. Mort Klein, for whatever reason, was unable to join us. And so I have done my best to plea Israel's cause with you today. I hope you've heard my heart. And I believe that my heart reflects the heart of God for Israel. God said to Abraham, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. In you shall all the families of the earth ultimately be blessed. So let's align ourselves. Our only hope, my friend, is to be grafted in to Israel. Thanks for joining us. This is Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny. I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you and be a blessing. Make sure you get those Jerusalem calendars. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you our views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views that I believe, as it should be, of Melody Cedarstrom. I thought that Melody was on this hour. Well, I guess it's Tom Horn. Hi, Tom, are you there?
Yeah, and I guarantee as soon as you hear my voice, you're going to know it's not a melody.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm certainly glad to have you with us, Tom. In fact, I've just been reading your book, and I will tell you this is a very disquieting book. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important book because most people have no idea what's really going on in our country today. Most people don't know what GRIN technology is. In fact, I didn't, but it has to do with genetic, robotic, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology that is designed to redesign humankind. Would that be a fairly accurate appraisal?
It is, and you know, the other thing about that, Dr. Monteith, is the public is so completely unaware of what is happening right under their noses. I mean, even in the 2011 DARPA budget that was just went to the presidential budget that just went to the Hill for approval, there are literally millions of dollars set aside for altering human DNA. And, you know, the Pentagon, DARPA, the U.S. Air Force, they're essentially admitting that this is going to start on the battlefield, and then, of course, it'll progressively be adapted into the culture at large. But most of these government reports that are cited in that book, and for the listeners, the name of the book is Forbidden Gate. Now, it has a much longer subtitle that we won't get into, but just the book is Forbidden Gate. It just went on sale today, actually. And people that are interested in it can find out about it over there at RaidersNewsNetwork.com. Survivor Mall has an exclusive on this book today and tomorrow, and they're actually giving away $80 and free gifts and audio tapes and stuff for anybody that buys that book today or tomorrow. So if somebody's listening live and they want to take advantage of that, they can check that out over there at RaidersNewsNetwork.com. But anyway, the book is called Forbidden Gates. We spent a significant amount of time, thousands of pages in research. We reproduce documentation inside the book. We also point people to the website ForbiddenGate.com, where they can prove to themselves that we're not making this up. You know, they can download copies of government reports. I don't know if you've had a chance, Stan, to see the new Global Governance 2025 at a Critical Juncture that was published by our National Intelligence Council. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it, but I haven't. And maybe you can bring us up to date on that. And so much in your book is so vitally important. People don't understand that science, it's just like it's gone mad. And what's going to happen with the things they're doing, they don't know. But they have the ability to take human beings and insert animal genes into them. They have the ability to take human beings and insert plant genes into them, and human genes into plants and animals. And where is this all going to end? Well, the ultimate goal is, of course, to produce a super intelligent being, an intelligent being that will actually be able to be so much more intelligent than human beings that it could very well simply rule the world. And what we're seeing is really almost a replay of what happened, you know, back there before the Great Flood, when mankind, I'm sure, created a great society and had all sorts of intelligence. But, of course, it offended God. And all the discussions of all the things science can do, nobody ever asks, but what about God? But what about God? Did you? I'm sure you've had that same feeling as you study this, Tom.
Absolutely. You cannot study this subject matter without seeing an ancient trace of an unseen force operating behind it.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here because there really are demonic forces in the world today. Go right ahead, Tom. It's a fascinating book. It really is.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I was going to tell you, I asked you just a moment ago if you had seen the Global Governance 2025 at a Critical Juncture. Now, what's important about this, it's not in my book because my book went to the printer before this was even published. This only came out about 4 weeks ago. This is the September 2010 Global Governance 2025 at a Critical Juncture. This was published in a coordinated effort between the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the United States of America, working in league with the European Institute of Security Studies. And Dr. Monteith, what they're talking about, in fact, I would encourage you to go and download this off of ForbiddenGate.com and read it, because what they're talking about are what are the causal agents that could set in motion world government, global governance. This is what they're actually talking about. But listen to what they say on page 35, quote, no forum currently exists for dealing comprehensively across the scientific community, industry, and governments on measures needed to diminish the risk posed by the biotechnology revolution, end quote. Now, keep in mind, I'll read just another little part of this. What they're talking about are the kind of things that could create a global catastrophic situation that would then require a global police state, would require governments to come together and basically impose world government. So this is an amazing thing, especially given the fact that it was published by our intelligence and European intelligence community. Okay, so they bring up one of the risks that could set in motion this cause for a police state as the biotechnology revolution. Let me continue here. Quote, in addition, biotechnology, which the OECD thinks will potentially boost the GDPs, the gross domestic products, of its members, listen, can drive new forms of human behavior and association, creating profound cross-cultural ethical questions that will be increasingly politically contentious. Few experts believe that current governance instruments are adequate for these challenges. For example, direct modification of DNA at fertilization is widely researched with a goal of removing defective genes. However, discussions of future capabilities open the possibility for designing humans with unique physical, emotional, or cognitive abilities. end quote. I don't want to keep reading this.
All right, hold. You hold that thought because we're going to bring all of our stations back on board. But what you're really describing is the remaking of humankind. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Tom was just reading from this a global report, global 2025. And you can get it at futuregate.com. It's posted there. This is a recent, within the last 4 weeks, publication put out, you know, by the intelligence agency of the United States and Europe. And they're expressing at least some concern about this idea of engineering a new form of humanoid life. Not necessarily human, but humanoid with superior intelligence, superior ability, superior strength. So far superior than ordinary people, the kind that are ordinarily reproduced to, as they have been for so long. And what we're talking about is really a new race of humanoids. Would that be a fairly accurate statement?
That's exactly what they're talking about, and that report is called Global Governance 2025 at a Critical Juncture. It was published by our National Intelligence Council and also working in tandem with the European Institute of Security Studies. It's the NIC 2010-08, September 2010 report. They can download it at ForbiddenGate.com. They can find out more about the book over there. But anyway, that just came out. But a lot of this information is coming out so quickly now that it's difficult almost to stay ahead of it. The Jasons now, the top think tank at the Pentagon, talking about human enhancement as potentially becoming the next arms race. Well, you know, Dr. Monteith, you and I have been warning about this now for a decade, saying that we would arrive at this point, saying that this is where we were going and this is where we would come. We talked about, for the last decade, we talked about cloning, we talked about recombinant DNA technologies, transgenics, genetic engineering of the species, and how that this has been off and on in the news. You know, there was a Reuters article not long ago called Scientists Want Debate on Animals with Human Genes, and these were those scientists out of the UK that had been involved in the embryology discussions a couple of years ago, where they were soliciting the government for government funds, tax dollars, to fund their research into human-animal chimeras at the embryonic level. But now they're back, and now they're saying, Dr. Monteith, according to this Reuters article, they're saying they're fully comfortable with up to 50-50 human-animal integration, and they want to know if the public would be okay now with them taking this further, raising these things to maturity. They actually talk about dogs with human hands and feet. They talk about pigs with Down syndrome. They talk about all these part animal, part human mutations. And the point that they were making was, it's happening anyway, so you might as well regulate it. They actually inferred that there are Dr. Moreau wannabes, if you will, out there that are already pushing the envelope, that are already growing these things to full maturity. And, of course, you and I would certainly speculate, and with good reason based on American history, that this has been going on in SAP budgets, budgets that are black budgets beyond congressional review, probably been going on for the past 30 or 40 years. Certainly, if we can look at DARPA's 2011 budget and several places in the budget, see millions of dollars set aside, and one line it literally talks about editing soldier DNA. In another part where they set aside $5 or $6 million, they talk about creating biodesign, immortal genetic, immortal genes. But Wired magazine looked into this part of the budget, and they referred to it as living, breathing creatures, weaponized life forms. In fact, DARPA is so concerned about it, they want a kill switch put into this creation, because on the one hand, they want it to be immortal, but on the other hand, they say that if it got out of control or if it got into the hands of our enemies, it could be a lethal force against us for which we couldn't defend ourselves. And so what? They want to throw like a switch somewhere, I guess, and send a radio signal or something that will somehow, you know, discombobulate this thing from the inside out. Well, we are moving into a period of time that there is no precedent for what we're doing now, but we're doing it anyway. And the Jasons say we're doing it because our enemies are going to do it. They'll get ahead of us. They'll get ahead of us in this technology, and then they will use it to impose upon us their will. Therefore, our hands are tied. This is the logic in military think tanks. Our hands are tied. We have to do it. We have to develop the technology. And so we are talking about a Mephistophelian bargain here, a Faustian bargain, in which we are literally making a deal with the devil that smacks very much of things that happened in ancient times.
But, of course, this is all simply sophistry. I mean, basically, we are financing. We have financed the Russian communists since their inception. We are the ones. American corporations went over there with American funding from the Asian Development Bank to drill the oil wells and the natural gas wells that made Russia the major exporter of oil and the major exporter of natural gas in the entire world. We've been building up communist China intentionally and purposely and transferring our wealth to them, and yet now we're told, oh, we've got to do all these things because our enemies, basically we've created these enemies intentionally to justify these terrible things that they're doing. And what they're really talking about is re-engineering humankind. Now, basically they can turn genes on and off. They can turn off the fertility gene with small amounts of mercury. They know that. And not only in you, they can turn off your fertility genes, but they can turn them off once they've switched it over. Then, of course, your children will have those same genes turned off, and their children, they know how to actually program genes today. They can take genes from a bacteria, and they can put it into the corn seed that produces corn. They can do this with soybeans. They can do it with canola. They can do it with rice. They can do it with human beings. This is the frightening thing. And basically, Dr. Frankenstein, this is nothing like a Frankenstein. This is so far beyond, so far more dangerous, so more frightening than Frankenstein. And the technology is there. And I believe that it is demonic in its source. I believe that these people, knowingly or unknowingly, are doing demonic things and setting up, of course, for God's ultimate judgment on this world. Reading your book, the one thing I kept thinking of, the scientists have all this ability. But what about God? What about God?
Well, that's exactly right, but it's happening. And that's the thing that people need to understand, that our culture has a long history of a Judeo-Christian influence from the Pilgrim era forward. We had strong Christian influences among our agrarian culture early on, and it brought upon this country the favor of God, despite the fact that during the Revolution, of course, you had, you know, those occultists who were involved in American history, but you also had a very large population of people who had faith in God. They were Bible believers. They tried to influence our culture. They prayed for this country, and it brought great blessings upon this country. Now, we are flaunting our scientific technological ability. We are literally saying, where is the proscription against playing God? Did you know that there is a brand new National Science Foundation report? And it is called The Ethics of Human Enhancement, 25 Questions and Answers. I do refer to it in the book. I don't know if you're that far yet. But if you read that NSF taxpayer-funded report, they literally say in there that they do not want to be mired in the ethics of theists. People who believe in a personal God, like you and I would, are not invited to the table. Well, I made an issue of this, and I sent out a what I called an open letter to Christian leaders on biotechnology and the future of man. I don't know if you read it. It was a lengthy letter that went across the wire. It was picked up by Wired magazine and some others. Well, lo and behold, like the next day, the largest online transhumanist blog, which is run by a guy by the name of Michael Anisimov, he is one of the co-coordinators for the Singularity Institute and the Singularity Summit, works, you know, over there with Aubrey de Grey and Ray Kurzweil and all those famous guys, and setting up their summit each year. Well, he posted my material on his blog, and you should have seen the vitriolic, terrible, hate-filled stuff that they were saying over there, saying that they hoped that I get cancer and die and all that. And what was my crime against humanity? My crime was telling Christian leaders, you better wake up. And you better look at what's happening. And you're a taxpayer. You paid for this, for these guidelines, for this report. Therefore, you certainly have a right to read it. Well, then by the very next day, the co-author of the National Science Foundation report, a man by the name of Patrick Lynn, posted a lengthy diatribe at the IEET, which is the largest online transhumanist think tank. It's run by Nick Bostrom and James Hughes, who are the former operators of the World Transhumanist Association, but this is the Institute for Ethics and Emerging Technologies. You're probably familiar with it, and anybody that's familiar with transhumanism would be familiar with this think tank. He posts this giant diatribe over there in which he tries to be tricky in his language, but what he's saying is that I'm a pig, because the title of his article is Wrestling with Pigs. Secondly, he uses language that people like me are extremists, and he even goes so far as to say we're the kind of people that would make Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, proud. Well, Dr. Monteith, you can see what's happening here. We are entering into an ideological war. We are entering into Hugo de Garris's, who is a transhumanist, but we're entering into his Artelect War, Cosmos versus Terrans. We're entering into a period of time where there is a war on for the mind of a generation, and these transhumanists, they don't want people like me and you sitting at the table introducing ethics that would be based on a Judeo-Christian idea about the sanctity and integrity of what it means to be a human.
And what people really don't understand is that certainly within, say, NASA, within this whole idea of sending up our rockets all the time, getting to the moon, are strong occult organizations. The man who really organized NASA, Jack Parsons, was deeply involved in the occult. Edgar Mitchell, who was one of the astronauts, are deeply involved in the occult. Many of these people are deeply involved in the occult. Do you ever wonder why we're spending billions of dollars every year to go back and forth to a space vehicle? A lot of that money is being funneled off, I'm certain, for occult activities, and the average individual has no idea what's really going on today. Well, Tom, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, I was just talking about, you know, Patrick Lynn, the co-author of the National Science Foundation report, Ethics of Human Enhancement, 25 Questions.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
A letter out to Christian leaders across America saying, do you know what's going on? Do you know that there is this plan to re-engineer human beings? And, of course, they can really do anything they want to as far as the mind is concerned, as far as our body attributes, as far as our genetic structure. This is what they're working on with your tax money. Now, what happened, what sort of response did you get from the Christian leaders when you sent them this information?
Well, the good news is I have actually got some response, and I have to tell you that even Wired Magazine, which tends to often be pro-transhumanist, they actually carried the article and emailed me and let me know that they thought that the points that I were making were very important, and they thought that I represent a large number of the population, and that because I do, and that there are others who think like I do, that these people certainly should be invited to the table. But, of course, the co-author, Patrick Lynn, and those who organized the Singularity Institute at the Accelerating Futures blog site, Michael Anisimov, and all those people, boy, they weren't happy with it at all because, frankly, Dr. Monteith, they don't want us to be aware. They want us to, they want to just rock a bye baby, just stay in your sleep. They want the church to stay asleep. With this issue, my goal is to wake the church up to the issue. And I want to tell you something. When Patrick Lynn posted his diatribe at the IEET, the Institute for Ethics and Emerging Technologies, which is the world's largest transhumanist think tank and is made up of the world's leaders in transhumanism, when he posted his article, I did, the next day at Raiders News Network, my headline was, I took this all from his entry, Tom Horn is an extremist pig who would make the Unabomber proud, says co-author of the National Science Foundation report. That's what I put on my website. Well, by the next day, they had to shut down the comments section at the IEET because they were so bombarded with people. Well, they had also posted the trailer to this book, Forbidden Gates, which we're talking about tonight. There's a book trailer for it, and they had embedded it from YouTube on their website. Well, I went the next day to YouTube, and I dropped down the little thing on the side that'll allow you to see where your traffic is coming from, and I found something very insightful. There was 220 downloads from the Accelerating Futures blog, which was the transhumanist blog. There was something like 650 downloads from News with Views, which is one of the places that you and I both write for. But guess what? There was 10,000 downloads from Raiders News Network. Now, what does that tell me? That tells me that we truly are a sleeping giant. The heart of America is still made up mostly of people who have very conservative values. And if that group could somehow wake up, then the plans of the occultists, the plans of the transhumanists, at least for a generation, could be set aside. If it doesn't wake up, and that's why I sent out this letter, open letter to Christian leaders concerning biotechnology and the future of man, in which I'm screaming to the high heavens, wake up and look at what is happening. Because if you do, you can stop this dead in its tracks. If you don't, then you have abdicated to a monstrous, transhumanistic, post-humanistic dream, and they are right now writing the rules by which your children and your grandchildren are going to live.
And not only that, but how they may very well be structured, because they intend to restructure humanity. And this is really what's so frightening. These people are playing God. They really believe they have the right to do this. And, of course, they'll even admit they don't know how it's going to turn out, but they have the ability to do it. Let's try and see. And I think this talk about being mad, the mad scientists, this is what they really are. But when you understand they're trying to put a human mind or a part of a human brain into mice. I mean, why would you want to put a human brain into a mouse? And will the mouse be able to talk? Will it be able to function? Will it have a soul? I mean, where does God fit into this whole idea? And so does anybody honestly think that God is going to sit there and allow the destruction of what he has created, this wonderful, wonderful structure, which is the human body, the human mind, the human soul? And, of course, these new beings, will they have souls? I doubt it very much. But the problem is that these things are not being discussed within the Christian church. They're not even being discussed by the Christian leaders. Yes, we are the vast majority. I was so pleased this last couple of days ago to attend one of Alex Jones's program and seeing 750 cheering people, and that was just one evening. The next night they were back again. We need to get this information to people who can communicate it through WorldNet Daily and Sydney News Reviews. But you out there in the listening audience need to get this book. It's very, very important. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather,
Tommy, why don't you go right ahead? I think it's so vitally important, and we want to utilize then our audience, and because we do have a fair outreach across America. In fact, I'd like to pre-record a program, or maybe that we could play in a couple of weeks. It's a Saturday program, but it gets to about 33 stations, so people can begin to understand what's really going on. If once we can reach the American people and getting them sound the alarm, and like Patrick, like Sidney, the gentleman, Paul Revere, you know, out there, the redcoats are coming. Well, the transhumanists are coming. They're not only coming, but they're being financed with your tax dollars to destroy humanity. Is that what you really want? What about when, of course, these new creatures with a superior intelligence decide they're going to simply eliminate humanity? I mean, they would have the ability to kill off the entire human race. How would you stop them? You couldn't, because they would be so far more intelligent than all the computers in the world, and these would have superior strength. They're even talking about certainly putting in the ability for them not to have to sleep for long periods of time, to be able, of course, to create the super soldier, you know, who can fight for days at a time without eating or sleeping and be a proficient killer. These are frightening things to contemplate, Tom.
Well, absolutely, and I want to remind people to get the book. If they get it tonight or tomorrow, Forbidden Gates, they can get it at RaidersNewsNetwork.com. If they do it tonight or tomorrow, Survivor Mall, which is independently owned from me at this point, they're giving away $80 worth of free stuff over there, a six-hour audio series that I did with me and Steve Quayle and two or three books. Anyway, a bunch of stuff. And the book's only $16, so that's a very good deal. So if somebody wants to take advantage of that, they can go to Raiders News Network radioliberty.com tonight, and they can check that out. You mentioned Alex Jones a minute ago. Were you talking about your Radio Liberty conference?
Oh, yeah. No. Actually, it was a conference that was held here in Santa Cruz this last Sunday and Monday. It was just last night he was here. The night before that, I was there, and I spoke for a few minutes. But Alex was the major star, and he did a magnificent job. And what was so exciting was the response of the crowd. And hang on, we'll be back here in just a moment. So this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Thomas Horn. We're talking about transhumanism. We're talking about the re-engineering of the human beings. And, of course, adding genes into them, altering their genetic makeup, making them into super intelligence, and using the concepts of genetics and robotics and artificial intelligence and nanotechnology, the so-called GRIN technology, to re-engineer humankind. People say, oh, that just sounds crazy. No, it's not, ladies and gentlemen. They're actually doing this. They're actually putting my human brains into mice. And if they can take do that, they can begin to put animal characteristics that the animals have, a greater sense of smell. Or they can have all sorts of qualities and abilities we don't have. We can, of course, then program that into human beings. And super strength and super intelligence, they have the ability to do it, and there is certainly nothing to stop them. They're fully funded by your tax dollars, and, of course, the last thing they want is for you to understand that Dr. Frankenstein, of course, his monster will be nothing compared to what they're doing. And they're even talking about, well, should we be doing this? Are there dangers? Well, we have the ability. We're going to go ahead. Tom, I want you to put out the information on how people can get your book and the special offer you have through Survivor Mall. And then I'm going to open up our lines at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if anybody would like to call in. Now, we haven't got into the first two parts of the book. I mean, the first part of the book certainly deals with the fact that there really are demonic forces at work within our society. They're not imaginary. And then just the second part gets into the fact that these demonic forces have infiltrated the Catholic Church, talking about Malachi Martin's warning about Satanism of the Church and the very real possibility that he was actually pushed, he was actually killed, Father Malachi. In fact, one of his friends had been a priest who had been talking about the satanic influence in the College of Cardinals and the highest levels of the Catholic Church. He ended up with his throat slip, and then a year later, why Father Malachi died as he was writing a treatise on Satanism in the Church. But, of course, it's very easy to point at the Catholic Church and the pedophilia and the hemophilia. But nobody wants to talk about the Protestant Church and the fact that Ted Haggard, who headed the 30 million member American Association of Evangelicals, and he was certainly using his position to undermine Christianity. He knew what he was doing. Forget about the 60-minute programs that tries to make him just a poor, repentant homosexual who couldn't control himself. And that's just garbage. And he was, using cocaine. He was a practicing homosexual, betraying his wife, betraying his congregation. But he never would have been there if there hadn't been a lot of people who felt exactly the same way who elected him. He didn't deceive everybody. They've infiltrated the Protestant churches. They've infiltrated the Catholic Church. And they've infiltrated the Jewish religion and the demonic people working within every religion in the world today. These demonic forces are not imaginary, they're real, and now they're within the scientific community, re-engineering humankind. Tom, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your book once again, so all of our listeners are there. I want you to tell them about your special there at Survivor Mall, and I want, of course, your listeners out there, if you have any question on this subject, Tom knows more about it than anybody I know. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Go right ahead, Tom.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. And, of course, if anybody wants to get a copy of the book, we did something different with this book than we've ever done before. We decided that we are not going to allow regular retail distribution to have this book for 90 days. If they want to get it, they have to go to RaidersNewsNetwork.com, and they'll see all kind of advertising there for it today because today's the day that it was released. Why did we do that? Because we're giving away a 263-page teacher's guide, and with the book and two other books that have to do with spiritual warfare and paganism, and we want people to get those books in tandem with this one in our hope that churches, Sunday schools, home study groups, online chat groups that study, that they will use this to for a wider purpose than just selling a book. Do I want to sell a book? Well, sure, I got to pay my bills, but I want the issue raised, and therefore we're not allowing Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or anybody else to have this book because they won't give away the 263-page free teacher's guide that we're giving away. But another thing that is happening over there tonight, because we're working in tandem with Survivor Mall, they're giving $80 in free books. I mean, these are great books. The brand-new book, Unholy Communion, 500 pages. The brand-new book, How to Overcome the Most Frightening Issues You Will Face This Century, 500 pages. They're giving all of this stuff away for free just to get the book, $16. You get $80 worth of free stuff. So RaidersNewsNetwork.com, we're doing it specifically this way because we want people to get involved in this conversation. Now, Dr. Monteith, you mentioned a moment ago about putting human brain cells in mice, and here's something that I need to get straight. You may have saw where Delaware Republican Senator, Senate nominee Christine O'Donnell, you know, she's been taking heat for saying on the O'Reilly Factor a few weeks ago that American scientists are crossbreeding humans and animals, and they produce mice with, she said, fully functioning human brains. And she took a lot of heat for that. Well, she misquoted, actually, an audio tape that she listened to by me, which I did with Steve Quayle, in which I was pointing out the work that had been done by Irv Weizmann, the director of Stanford University, the Institute of Cancer Stem Cell Biology and Medicine in California, in which he did, in fact, create mice with partly human brains. So she misspoke. She said fully functioning human brains, when in fact it was partly human brains. Why she got confused over my lecture was because I had also said, and this is a fact, and anybody that wants to send me an email, I can send them the actual press releases, the Reuters press releases that came, and also the press release came from Stanford University, in which Irv Weizmann has been approved by Stanford University to create mice with fully functioning human brains. Now, he hasn't done it yet, but he has been approved to do that experiment, and he is the head of their Institute for Cancer Stem Cell Biology and Medicine there in California. Now, the issues came up because he had already created mice that had partly human brains. So that's how Christine O'Donnell got confused. People ought to lay off her. It doesn't matter whether you support her or you don't. I don't care. But the point was, what she was saying was true. She just, the way she said it wasn't exactly true. That's how that whole thing got started. But the point was, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a Santa Claus right there at Stanford University. They have created mice. They now have permission to create mice that have fully functioning human brains. Will they go forward with this research? I don't know whether they will or they won't. It's kind of beside the point. The fact is they have the technology to do it, and this kind of experimentation is happening all around the world. This is what we document in the book Forbidden Gate. Thousands of laboratories. And people are, the other thing that people get confused over, Dr. Monteith, is they think that because George W. Bush here in like 2006 in a State of the Union address, he called for legislation here in the U.S. to prohibit the creating of human-animal hybrids and buying, selling, or patenting human embryos. He called for that in a State of the Union address, I believe it was January of 2006. And he also put in restrictions on the use of stem cells. Obama, when he became president, used executive power to eliminate those restrictions so that stem cell research could move forward in the production of human-animal chimeras. Anyway, bottom line is this. Part of this is a smokescreen. This is how the power brokers try to get the public confused. They try to make them think that if the federal government puts a regulation around publicly funded research, that then means that it isn't happening. Not true. There is no international prohibition, and for that matter, not in the United States either, for creating human clones or creating human animal chimeras. But there were restrictions on using public funds to do it. But in privately funded laboratories, this has been happening all across this nation, where we are creating basically almost any kind and every kind of life form that you could imagine being brewed. There's no limit to the number of human-animal concoctions, and this is not even counting synthetic biology, which is happening out of the J. Venter Research Institute. So I wanted to straighten that up, that you mentioned these mice with human brains, and the public has been a little bit confused, and they're seeing the liberal left attacking Christine O'Donnell. The fact is, partly human mice were created at Stanford University. That is a fact that can be Googled. Wiseman now has permission to create mice with fully functioning brains. He hasn't done it yet, but he has permission to do it from Stanford University. Whether he will or not remains to be seen, but it raises the issue of course, humanized animals. Imagine mice that begin to question, who am I? Where did I come from? Is there a God? Well, Dr. Monteith, we've entered into the most demonic, extraordinary moment in American history.
But I think, certainly coming from a Christian point of view, we see the demonic forces behind this whole thing. And what is the purpose behind it? The purpose behind it is to destroy humanity. I mean, Lucifer hates humanity. He wants to destroy God's highest production, which is humanity, humankind. And we are in the process then of financing the demise of God's creation. And I really fear very much that God is going to intervene. And I don't think it's that far away. I don't know whether I'll see it during my lifetime, but I believe God is going to really do something. He said he will not destroy the earth again by flood, by water, the next time by fire. And of course, when he said that, you know, many years ago, thousands of years ago, just after the great flood, why people said, well, you know, fire, I mean, how could you ever destroy the world by fire? Well, of course, today we have nuclear bombs, and you read some of the passages in Ezekiel of 38 and 39 about this great war that's coming, and the people in the islands to the west, and of course, what were the islands that they were talking about to the west? The flesh will melt from their face. Of course, what they're talking about is a nuclear explosion. And I fear that for my country, I really do fear my country. I think God is going to bring his judgment on this country because we are financing all of these terrible things that are going on throughout the world.
Well,
and all we can do is sound the alarm and force them that we have a voice. And of course, you have a great voice through Raiders, through your website. And I believe we have a great voice through our radio network. And hopefully we can expand it down the line. But we always enjoy you having a Tom Horn on and his book, Forbidden Gate. And of course, you can get that from him. We'll carry it when it's available. But for the next 60 to 90 days, you're going to have to get it through him. So is there a telephone number people can call, Tom?
No, but they can go to SurvivorMall.com or they can go to RaidersNewsNetwork.com. I should say yes, there is a phone number. I just don't happen to know that number to Survivor Mall. But if they go to RaidersNewsNetwork.com or SurvivorMall.com, they'll find the links there. It's all over both websites, so they won't have any problems finding out about it. And let me return the compliment, Dr. Monteith. One of the highlights of my life was speaking at your conference last year, and I have been very curious. Didn't your conference just conclude?
Yes, we had one again. It was just a week ago, and we had about 150, 160 people there, and well attended. Great speakers. We missed having you there, but I think everybody was very, very pleased that we had Dr. David Ayoub, who's certainly a world authority on a number of things, and he gave a speech, a talk on the aluminum in vaccines, which I hope we'll be able to disseminate. People do not understand that everybody talks about mercury, but nobody talks talks about the effect of the aluminum that's in the vaccines. And then, of course, we had Sheriff Mack there, and we had a fellow named Paul Williams, who is certainly the world's leading expert on the Islamic terrorist training camps here in the United States, and a fellow named Mr. Gulen, who, with the help of the CIA, has recently turned Turkey against the United States, aligned it with certainly the Islamic countries there in the Middle East, all the various stand companies, and we are creating the best enemy money could buy with our own tax dollars in preparation for this coming great war with the Muslim world. It was a great talk. Anyway, we were very, very pleased with the response. I think everybody who attended the program learned a great deal, and hopefully we'll have the CDs available soon and the DVDs not too long after that. But I'm sorry you couldn't come again. We really enjoyed having you last time.
Well, it was wonderful being there and, of course, having dinner with you, and I hope people do get those DVDs. I had the opportunity of speaking about the same time, actually, in Ohio at a Science and Supernatural conference, and the people in Ohio were surprised when I asked them if they knew that right there in Cleveland, Ohio, Case Law School, that about 30 months ago received a $773,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Guess what for? For a 24-month study. It just ended last year, 2009. What was the study for? It was for setting public policy, Dr. Monteith, public policy on human enhancement. This was a very large grant, almost $1 million from the, of course, the largest U.S. department agency that gives taxpayer-funded revenue. Once again, we're paying for this, to the Case Law School, where Professor Maxwell Melman is the bioethicist there at the school, and they gave him $1 million for a 24-month study in which he led a team of lawyers and bioethicists and geneticists, scientists, philosophers. Their study just concluded. And the purpose behind it, you can go to Case Law School's own website and look at the press release. The purpose behind it was to set the standards that will be used for establishing public policy with regard to human non-humans, human enhancement, as the next step in human evolution. And Professor Maxwell Melman, as soon as he got done with those studies, he started just a few months ago traveling the United States, going to universities, giving two different lectures. One's called Directed Evolution, Public Policy and Enhancement, and the other is called Transhumanism and the Future of Democracy.
And of course, we might say transhumanism and the future of humankind, because they really do intend to change the genetic makeup of humans. And people sort of shrug and they say, how would you do that? I don't know how they're going to do it, but they have the ability. They've changed the genetic makeup of corn and of soybeans and of cotton and of rice and certainly of sugar beets, and they're going to be able to change the genetic makeup of human beings, but at a terrible, terrible cost. Well, Tom, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners? And the time always goes so quickly when I have you on the program. I always enjoy it.
Well, if I've only got 3 minutes,
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Book talks about how 2012 will be the point where we'll begin to see this move towards transhumanism, and the people who oppose it, of course, are terrorists. Well, I would oppose this effort to destroy God's creation, because I think it's going to bring God's judgment on this country. And I think the fact that they picked 2012, that these elitists, and Richard Clark would be in that category, the fact that they would pick 2012 would suggest that this is going to be a watershed year for the unfolding of events. Tom, we're out of time. I hope I can get you on our other programs. I want all of my audiences to hear your story and to get your book.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a privilege to get to do radio with you.
God bless, and thanks very much. Give my best to Anita. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was Tom Horn, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that we do carry Tom's other book, Apollyon Rising 2012. Apollyon Rising 2012, and I write the foreword to the book. It was very brief, but it's a wonderful book. It really is, looking back on it. And I learned a great deal from the book, and you will learn a great deal from Apollyon Rising 2012 by our guest Tom Horn. Of course, his new book, Forbidden Gate, and he has a website there, and you can go to that or to Survive Them All and get copies. Well, I do need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. A lot of ministries are having financial problems because a lot of people are having financial problems. But we need to be able to maintain our foundation. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, subscribe to our newsletter, do whatever you can. If you have a company you'd like to advertise on our station, we do have a few openings for advertisers, or if you know somebody else who could like to advertise with Radio Liberty. We've got a great listening audience all across America. And then I want to mention that we're evaluating our shortwave coverage. And if you're listening to our programs on shortwave, I want you to call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And simply give your telephone number, your name, where you live, and if you would be able, if we did discontinue shortwave, if you'd have another means of listening to us on satellite, because we do have a very inexpensive satellite coverage, or certainly on local radio stations or on the internet. You can actually listen if you have unlimited minutes on the telephone at 24 hours a day to our agenda. wellness programs. And so there are many means of listening to us today. We just want to know how large the shortwave audience is and if there's any way we can continue. Because it is the largest single expense we have is our shortwave. So if you're listening on shortwave, we want to know how many people are out there listening. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, let me suggest you really need to get Tom Horn's book, Apollyon Rising, excellent. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because they supplement one another. You need to get the talk we've given on the planned police state, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. Very important, because we document everything we say, and they really are planning on a police state in America. You need, of course, to get my talk on planned population reduction and Nundare College genocide, and certainly our four-tape set on population control, our monograph, The Population Control Agenda. You need this information. You can get the Population Control Agenda up on the Internet. Put my name in, Population Control Agenda. Or if you get anything else from us, just ask for a free copy. We'll send it to you. If you want a free copy of the Earth Charter, we'll send it to you. And the Earth Charter is the new Ten Commandments for the world. Of course, it's got 16 points. But it explains why we're shipping our factories and our jobs overseas. Because point 10A, written by the nephew of the wealthiest man in America, David Rockefeller, written by Stephen Rockefeller, calls for equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Point 10A, pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest for this next hour is going to be Stephen Frank, and Stephen actually has been around just about as long as I have, but he, of course, puts out an email. How many times a day do you do that, Stephen?
3 times a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, and really it's fascinating information that you need to keep abreast of what's going on, but things are changing so rapidly today, and people need to have some idea what's really going on. And basically, of course, California is bankrupt. Most of our states are bankrupt. Of the America we've known before is going to cease to exist. And Stephen's keeping us abreast of what's going on. Of course, one reason California is going bankrupt is because suddenly of our massive pension liabilities, probably close to between half and three-quarters of $1 trillion of liabilities, and then massive, of course, a bonded indebtedness, somebody $60 billion, but by the time we get it paid back, it'll be $90 billion. We're talking about, certainly, a budget, about $80 or $90 billion at the present time, Stephen?
Well, the state budget is $89 billion. The state revenues actually are closer to $70 billion.
So basically, of course, we're running a massive deficit this year, and this new budget isn't really going to solve much of anything, is it?
No, actually, the new budget makes matters worse because they don't take into consideration any real reform of the pension system. Any reforms that were in this budget don't take place for 10 years. So we have that problem. We have continuing growing unemployment in the state. But the budget claims that we're going to have increased revenues, which isn't true. The budget says we're going to get over $5 billion from the federal government. We're actually only going to get $1.3 billion. Plus, there's a $500 million that's not in the budget that next year we have to repay the federal government just the interest on the $8.4 billion loan of money so we can keep putting out unemployment checks. So there's all sorts of little time bombs in the budget. The last year, 2009-2010, the actual deficit was close to $40 billion. This one starts with a $20 billion deficit, $9.5 billion deficit built in, $10 billion worth of borrowing to keep the state going, and another $500 million that we have to pay the federal government. So we start the year with a $20 billion budget. And I could tell you in your audience that as we speak, Jerry Brown has already put together a team to look at the budget so that when he is sworn in as governor and he believes he's going to win, he will have a new budget to present to the legislature.
Well, now, basically, you were, in one of your recent epistles, you mentioned that they just laid off 30,000 state employees.
37,000 state employees were let go over the last 3 to 4 months. We will probably leave another 50,000 go. Now, when you say state employees, that's not exactly correct.
Well, you correct me, because I was just going ahead with what I read.
You told me 37,000 government employees in the state of California.
Now, are some of those federal employees as well?
Some of them were city employees.
Oh, I see.
Some were county employees. Some were school district employees. And some were state employees. Cumulatively, government employees in the last 3 months, 37,500 have lost their jobs.
But they're going to have to really cut, probably another 50 to 100,000 before we can begin to bring the budgets of our cities, our counties, and the state government under control, aren't we?
Yes. Well, let me give you a comparative. Cuba, which has 12 million people, they're in the midst of laying off 500,000 state and local government employees.
Right.
England, which has 61 million people, and California has 38 million, England is laying off 500,000 government employees at all levels. So by letting 37,500 go at all levels here in California is barely a good beginning.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Stephen Frank. Ladies and gentlemen, California is bankrupt. Our cities are going bankrupt. Our counties are going bankrupt. And the federal government's long since bankrupt. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, the bankruptcy of California is going to happen next year. We will call it insolvency. But at some point in calendar year 2011, the state of California will no longer be able to pay its bills.
And well, now, what about its bonds? Do you think that they'll default on their bonds?
Yes. We will probably default. Certainly, local governments will start defaulting on bonds in 2011, and it's possible that the state will. But certainly, local governments will start start defaulting because they're just unable to pay the interest on the bonds anymore.
Well, now, basically, what's happening as far as Sydney? We've voted for an awful lot of money. I mean, people have been totally irresponsible voting for bond issues. And Sydney, my understanding is that Bill Lockyer, the treasurer, now has permission to pay up to 14% interest on the bonds that are being sold here by the state of California. What interest are we paying now? Do we have any idea? Are we having to increase the interest rates to get people to buy our bonds? And are we still going out and selling bonds? Because, of course, they have the permission to sell them. I think, aren't there a lot of bonds yet that need to be sold or that they have the authorization to sell?
Well, since the last time you and I spoke, I decided to look up that very question because I was a little uncertain of that number. So let me give your audience what the exact numbers are. The state of California so far has issued $68 billion worth of bonds in circulation. Based on the bonds that the voters and the legislature have authorized, there's a total of $130 billion of bonds, which means there's $62 billion in bonds that the state can issue. But that does not include the $10 billion that Lockheed is about to issue to keep the budget of the state of California going. So we're talking about $72 billion worth of bonds that they can issue, and $10 billion is being issued immediately.
But are they able to get, you know, the various large banks or hedge funds, you know, to lend the money to the state of California? If I was an investor, I wouldn't want to invest in California. How would I know that California would have the money to pay me back?
Well, let me change the subject slightly so I could answer that question. I don't know whether you know it, but I'm sure you know that the federal government issues bonds as well. Now, most bonds pay 1%, 2%, 3%, correct?
Yes, hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Stephen Frank. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're certainly talking about the bonded indebtedness of California, the $60 or $70 billion out now, but they have the ability to issue another $60 billion, you know, and that can be issued. And, of course, but the question is, are people going to lend money to California? Because there is no way down the line that California is going to be able to pay either the interest or the principal on these bonds. And so I'm sure many people are very, very concerned about, you know, getting their money back. And so they may very well have to really boost the interest up. Now, as far as Treasury bonds are concerned, the most amazing thing has happened. We have never seen this before, and I think that's what Stephen's going to get to. You go ahead and tell him what's happening with the Treasury bonds here in the United States.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're on the right track here. Normally, when an investor buys a bond, they expect a federal bond, 1, 2, or 3% interest on it. Now, the federal government is selling bonds where the purchaser of the bond pays more than the face value of the bond. In other words, it has negative interest. Now, why would any investor want to upfront lose money on every bond they buy? And the answer is, and this is the first time it's ever happened, they are of a belief that we're going to have massive inflation, and this is the best way to protect their dollars, by losing a few upfront and saving them on the back end. So when we go to the state of California, two or three years ago, we were selling bonds at between 2.5% and 3.5%. Then it went up to 4% to 4.5%, at which point in December of 2009, the treasurer of California, Bill Lockyer, got the legislature to change the cap on interest from 6% and moved it up to 14%. And right now they're selling bonds at close to 5%, and by next year they will go over the 6%, which, of course, is now legal to do, but will cost us in the long run a massive amount of money just for the interest payments. And at some point in 10 to 15 years, we will no longer be able to pay the interest on these bonds.
And that is the thing that basically, of course, we have at, 12.6% unemployment here in California. There is an organized, intentional effort on the part of the people in Washington, D.C. to destroy the agricultural bases in the Central Valley. They've intentionally shut off the water. In the Central Valley of California, we have some communities with 20% unemployment. We have some communities with 30% unemployment in the communities. Why? Because there are no jobs, because they've destroyed the agriculture. They did that in Washington, D.C., and, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger went right along with them. All he had to do was say, you're not going to be allowed to do this. I refuse to let you do it. I am the governor of the state of California. My job is to protect this state. But Arnold didn't say any of those things. He's going right along with the establishment. He has to pretend to be concerned about it, but this is not going to influence his vast sums of money, his vast fortune. You go along with the establishment, you will be fabulously wealthy, and he's sacrificing the people of the state of California on the altar of expediency. He's refused to intervene, and of course they will continue then carry out their policies here, which, of course, are aimed at the destruction of our economy. Certainly, Al Arnold is supporting this cap and trade legislation, and he's opposing Proposition 23, which is designed to try to preserve our economy. Arnold wants to destroy our economy. He realizes what cap and trade will do as far as forcing so many more companies to leave California and erode the tax base even further. But you go ahead, Steve.
Well, your audience needs to look at three things. First of all, in the next day or so, I'm going to be putting out a story on California Political News and Views about how Arnold, the governor, and others have determined to work with the federal government to further protect the fish in the Delta area. And as they do that, it's going to cost the state of California a great deal of money, but it will also cost water, which means more farms will close. So you're going to have more farms closing. Then next Tuesday, I believe that the state of California, the voters, will approve Proposition 24. That is the measure that stops tax credits to go to small businesses in the state of California that were part of the agreement between the Democrats and the governor in order for the governor to give us the highest tax increase in the history of mankind for a state. So when that passes, that means the businesses that were counting on those tax credits to create more jobs won't, and some will be forced to close and others will be forced to move out of state. Then you have Proposition 25, which is an effort to change the ballot or the budget from a passing front with a two-thirds majority to a bare majority, which means that'll be easy to pass budgets and create leverage on the legislators to raise taxes. When Prop 25 passes, when Prop 24 passes, as we get into taking even more water from the farmers, we are going to wind up with a state that is going to be in a total depression that no one could deny. We're going to see unemployment rates certainly by the early part of 2011 hit 13%, and could by the end of the year hit 15% in the state of California.
Of course, one of the key pieces of legislation is Prop 23. Prop 23 undoes, I think it was Prop 32 that was passed by the before, which of course was designed to destroy our economy. Basically, it was going to cap carbon emissions, and it was going to force industries just to pick up and leave California, and trucking industries to pick up and leave California. Dramatic demands for a decrease in diesel emissions, all sorts of things were totally fraudulent. They frankly lied about the things that they did. Well, to counter that, of course, Proposition 23 was put forward, largely financed by a couple of oil companies in Texas. The most interesting thing is you don't see Exxon backing 23. You don't see Chevron backing 23. You would think that all the oil companies would be behind it, but what people don't understand is they're really part of the scheme to destroy our economy. And it will, and basically, if Proposition 23 loses, why the economy here in California is going to tank and will probably not come back during my lifetime. So, but it's so interesting that the major oil companies are not backing 23. A couple of oil companies from Texas are, and everybody makes a big thing. Oh, we got to show these oil companies that want to contaminate our air. But the big boys aren't backing it. And we have to ask ourselves why. Go ahead.
Well, let me answer the question as to why. Winston Churchill had a phrase that an appeaser is somebody who feeds their friends to the crocodiles until they get eaten. They get eaten last. And Chevron and Exxon have been working hand in glove with the governor to support AB 32 to kill the jobs in this state in hopes that they would not be taxed too high and would be able to survive. So they're feeding their friends. Now, what does that mean to you and me? Now, we already know, something you may not know about me, Dr. Stan, is that I like to go grocery shopping. So I go to the grocery store every day, and I know the prices of goods. I do the shopping for the family, so I know what the costs are. And I know, as your audience knows, the cost of food has been going up. And that's because of environmental regulations, lack of water, having to bring in foods from other places. Now, what your audience may not realize is that in less than 2 years of Barack Obama being president, the cost of gasoline, the average cost of gasoline, has gone up $1.01 since he was sworn in on January 20th, 2009. It's gone up a little over a dollar. which means the cost of gasoline, which is important to us as individuals getting to work, to play, to visit family, is important. But imagine what this means to the trucking industry. In other words, since Barack Obama has been president, the cost of gasoline has gone up by over one-third. Now, that is a massive increase, and I don't call that a price increase. I call that a Barack Obama tax on the people of California and the nation.
Well, I'm sure that the people who put Barack Obama in office are very happy. And who put him in office? Well, he got tremendous amounts of money from the major banks and from the major oil companies. And now it's time back, payback time, and are they really happy with him? But they're going right along with the destruction of our economy here in California. Chevron and Exxon and all the major oil companies are in bed with these people who want to destroy California. And they're intentionally destroying our agriculture. We used to have the garlic capital of the world was over in Gilroy, but the garlic capital of the world today is in communist China, right where we put it. And they're doing everything they can to disrupt our economy. And there's not one person in 1,000 who understands that they're doing it on purpose. They honestly think that it's all about the three and smelt. It's not about the three and smelt. It's how do you destroy the economy of our state. Go right ahead.
Well, for those who want to know, the smelt tastes a bit like anchovy, just like the spotted owl tastes a little bit like chicken. And neither one of them are important to society, but it is important to the politicians who are trying to kill the lumber industry and the and farms in California. And the radical environmentalists have done a great job of killing off the northwest portion of the state, Humboldt County, Del Norte County, Lassen County. That whole area of California has been economically massacred by the environmentalists.
And it was done on purpose to destroy our lumber industry. What people don't understand is if we destroy the American lumber industry, then, of course, they go over and they chop down the trees in the Amazon. They chop down the trees over in Indonesia. And, of course, it gives them a lot of money, and it destroys the lumber industry in the United States. They're destroying us here because of the spotted owl, of course, so they can actually raise the living standards in other countries. Once you know what's going on, it all makes sense. Otherwise, you wonder, why are they so concerned about the spotted owl? As Steve says, it doesn't even taste very good. We'll be right back. Go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
D. Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Does Social Security get the money? Well, they've got bonds. They've got government bonds. So they go to the government and they say, you know, we've got these government bonds. You owe us this money. But the government doesn't have any money. They have to go out and borrow the money so they can give it to Social Security to redeem the federal bonds, the treasury bills, so that Social Security can pay the people who are retired. But it's going to be worse this coming year, and it's going to be worse the year after that as more and more people retire, people are retiring early because they want to get the money because they know the whole thing is going belly up. But they don't want the American people to know that both Social Security and Medicare are going to fail, and people are going to have to start looking after themselves because there's no way that this thing is going to work actuarially. It is bankrupt. We're bankrupt financially, but even more than that. Or bankrupt morally. Go right ahead.
It goes beyond that, and I'll give you an example here in California. Under Obamacare, each state is supposed to set up what are called exchanges. So people who can't get or don't want to get private insurance under certain circumstances can go into this exchange, which is a government system of health care, government-run, government-controlled, government determines what gets paid, etc. In exchange for a state doing that, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was the first governor of the country, and so far the only governor to put into law one of these exchanges. So here in California, under the federal government has pledged, notice that word, pledged, $718 million in order to pay for this new program. Here's the problem. A, it's a pledge. Nothing forces the federal government to pay for that. And, of course, the state government is beginning to sign up people for these exchanges, but there's no money to cover it. And when a new Republican Congress takes over, when the budget is provided, that money for the exchanges for California and the rest of the country will not be authorized. And so we're going to be held on the hook for between $1 and $2 billion. We being the people of California, for this phony Obamacare program. Second part of it is, even if the $718 million came to California, under the system devised by the governor, the cost of health care under the exchange would be between $1 and $2 billion. So we're going to grow our deficit even more. So how do you fix that part of it? You give less medical services. You have more death panels. You have fewer procedures for people. and you set up a rationing of health care. And that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to have as part of his legacy. The good news is that in all probability, the Republicans will stop the exchanges by not authorizing money for them, and the states are going to have to back off, and we may lose $50 to $100 million on the deal.
Well, of course, I think that there's no reason why the state, and I know in the state of California in the past, has had a health insurance program that people who had pre-existing conditions could get into, but it cost a good deal more than regular health insurance. It's sort of like, you know, you have a house and you think it's probably going to burn down. Why you certainly would not want to insure that for the same price that you would at somebody in the general residence. So I think that this is not a bad idea. I had a son that had pre-existing conditions. We paid a good deal of money, but at least we had health insurance for him. And that's fine. The state has already had that, and Blue Cross established that. We don't need another federal program with all sorts of strings attached that's going to make it even more expensive. There's nothing the federal government can do that works efficiently other than, killing people. They're very good at that as far as the military is concerned. But even that is extremely expensive. And, of course, as the people over in Iraq who had a first-world country before the Americans arrived, and now if you have electricity 3 hours a day, you're lucky. If you don't have running water, the sewage doesn't work, the garbage collection doesn't work, the structure doesn't work. They had a first-world nation. They had a wicked man in charge. His name was Saddam Hussein. But remember, the American government installed him in 1979. He worked for the CIA. He was a paid assassin for the CIA. If you doubt that, we have books written 20 years ago that talk about that. But amazingly enough, none of the books written today talk about that. But fortunately, we have a large library with books talking about Saddam Hussein being a paid assassin for the CIA in the 1950s. Do we pay assassins? Absolutely. If you don't believe it, we've got a four-tape set called Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview two government assassins and talk with the man who was paid to kill General Patton. That's a four-tape set, Deadly Assassins, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be back in just a moment here. This is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Stephen Frank. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Well, the United States is putting itself into a national security problem, which we haven't discussed yet. As our economics fail us, as cities and counties and states go bankrupt, and the federal government is unable to pay its bills, and countries like China own the treasury bonds, and can create leverage over us, our ability to negotiate trade agreements are hampered. Our ability to defend ourselves against terrorists, against foreign nations, is harmed. Even today, there are great parts of Texas, of Arizona, of New Mexico even, that have problems with illegal aliens and the drug cartels just taking over whole areas of parts of the Southwest. And our government, whether it's unable to or unwilling to, is just not defending American territory, American property, and American people. And so as these cartels move into the states and move north from the border area, and as our debt mounts, our ability to protect ourselves goes down.
I share your concern. I think that everybody should be concerned about what's happening as far as our society is concerned. The tempo of violence is increasing. There certainly are, certainly here in California where we live. I don't know what is happening in other parts of California, but certainly in Salinas, Watsonville. I mean, communities we've never had any problem with violent crime. And now, of course, why we're seeing a violent crime almost on a daily basis. And the number of shootings and killings is just difficult for the civilized people to understand. And these are senseless killings. Most of them are gang-related. But it doesn't really matter. Sometimes people are just walking along the street, and for no reason, somebody will gun them down. And we're in real trouble as a nation. Because I think we've turned our back against God. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Stephen Frank. And Stephen, before we go on, I'd like you to go ahead and get out and tell our listeners how they can get your material, how they can get subscribed to your email, and if the price is right, because it doesn't cost anything, but it's got excellent material. And then if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. And Stephen is certainly one of the most knowledgeable people on what's really going on, not only here in California, but out across the nation. But basically what you're seeing is a nation that can't pay its bills. Basically, we have taken on all sorts of obligations intentionally, obligations that there is no way they can be paid. We're having to borrow money. And there's no end of this in sight. And if you read what Ben Bernanke is talking about, it's continuing deficits, continuing deficits. And, of course, the only way out of this is to destroy the value of the currency. But when you do, why, of course, you destroy the value of the life savings of the people who have been putting their money aside for their retirement. And inflation is a invisible tax. It's the means of robbing people of their life's labor. Well, Stephen, you go right ahead, and once again, our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go ahead, Stephen. How can people get your email publications 3 times a day, 7 days a week?
It's the California Political News and Views, and if you wish to subscribe, and again, as Dr. Stan said, it's free, go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. Click on that and just click on subscribe, and you will have subscribed to it. It gives you an idea in the morning what's going on throughout the state of California. At noontime or so, I put out a national political news and views so folks can get a better understanding of national political and public policy trends. Then late in the afternoon, I give a single story that has great merit. For instance, the other day, I put out an article about newspapers losing 5% of their circulation. The LA Times in the last year has lost 8% of its circulation. The San Francisco Chronicle has lost 11% of its circulation. The newspapers, the dead tree industry, as I like to call it, is losing readers, losing advertising, and maybe it's because it's lost its trust and credibility, and people are no longer looking at newspapers as factual content, but as propaganda machines for unions, the Democrats, and leftist causes.
I think you're absolutely right. And all of the major newspapers in California, as far as I can see, all of them are backing Jerry Brown for president. And Jerry Brown, of course, it was a disaster. I should say for governor. Jerry Brown was a disaster when he was the governor here before. And Sydney, but it looks like he's going to get it because all of the newspapers are behind him. And basically what I do is I look and see what my local newspaper is backing, and then I just a vote exactly the opposite way. I mean, they're in favor of everything that's going to increase our taxes. They're in favor of everything that's going to favor the Democrats' continued control over the state legislature. Look and see what your local newspaper is doing, and then I suggest vote just the opposite. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, there may be one or two newspapers in California where you can trust what they're saying, but all of the major newspapers are backing Jerry Brown, and I have to ask, why?
Well, newspapers are liberal organizations. All studies have shown over the past 40 years that reporters are in the 90th percentile registered as Democrat or Peace and Freedom or some other leftist organization. So the reporters are that way. And, of course, newspapers are concerned about taxation. They're concerned about being able to get actual newsprint, the quality of the ink. They're concerned about the government telling them things so they could have stories to print. And it's a very interesting relationship between newspapers and government. I know here in Ventura County, where I live, the Ventura Star, which is a the major newspaper in the county, very seldom talks about bad things that government's doing. There's a major race for mayor in Simi Valley, my hometown, and the election is next Tuesday, and except for two articles, the newspaper hasn't even covered the race. So how could people determine which candidate to support or to oppose? The local newspaper just refuses to cover this race and does a very bad job of covering the corruption, mismanagement of government throughout Ventura County.
Well, I love to tell the story. When I ran for Congress, I was the Republican, won the Republican primary back in 1988, and the reporter on the local newspaper told me that she went to the editor and she said, well, you know, this contested Republican nomination, and Dr. Monteith won it. It took 3 weeks before the final count was in after the election, but Dr. Monteith won. Are you going to write an article saying he won the primary? And the editor of my local newspaper, where I've lived since 1955, said, of course I'm not going to run anything that says that Dr. Monteith won the primary. That is how our educational, how our media works. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think you can tell that I don't feel that the newspaper is fair or impartial, and it isn't. It has an agenda, and unfortunately, it is not for what's best for our country. Well, we've got Dave calling in. David, where are you from?
Seattle.
Okay, David, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I just see a train wreck coming, and we have millions in the over 20% unemployment that they don't tell us about. Now, they have to continually extend the unemployment, which they do. Now, they can't continue to do that forever because nobody will be working. Everybody will be unemployment. If they do stop it, there'll be riots everywhere because there's no job. So, I mean, it's depressing to think about, but it looks like there's no alternative.
Well, let me tell you that as of today, the government gives 99 weeks of unemployment, 2 years' worth. And I saw a report this morning that there's 1.5 million people who have already run out of their 99 weeks of unemployment, 1.5, and that grows every single week. It's not getting smaller. So your listener is very correct. We're in for a real train wreck, and he's also correct. Here in California, which has 12.6% unemployment, the actual unemployment in the state of California, underemployed, those who've given up looking for employment, is closer to 25%. And in places like San Bernardino County, it's already 25% that they admit. And there are a lot of places in the Central Valley of California that have 40% unemployment. And, of course, I don't know if your listener who's come from the state of Washington works for Boeing, but Boeing is about to give up. They've already asked to give up their health care program and force all the Boeing workers onto the federal program for health care. So they're going to go from a Cadillac health care program to a Model T, and there'll be nothing the workers could say or do about it.
I think more like the Tata, the new car that's coming in from India next year that's going to sell everything we have. It's going to sell for $7,000, the Indian car, the Tata. It'll be here next year, and that's, of course, what we're going to get for the Boeing people. David, I would simply point out that they know exactly what they're doing. They want civil unrest, and the last thing we want is, of course, to have people taken to the streets. We need to stop the violence, educate people about what these people are doing, because what they're doing is treasonous. These people are part of a subversive movement dedicated to the destruction of our nation, and we need to expose them. But the last thing we want is violence, because they'll use that to just bring in the martial law. That's what it's all about. That's why they're doing what they're doing. Anything else, David, before we let you go?
No, I'm glad you bring these subjects up, because nobody discusses this.
Well, David, you've got to get everybody up there in Seattle listening to our programs, and certainly want bumper stickers or cards or anything, while you just get in touch with us, we'll be glad to get them to you free of charge. And we want you to get the people up there in Seattle. We got most of the people in, an awful lot of people in Spokane listening. If we can get Seattle, why, we can take Washington, D.C. and begin to turn it around. Hey, God, thank you so very much for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Loreen, who's calling from New York. I bet you're calling from upstate New York, aren't you, Loreen?
Yes, I am.
Okay, fine. What part? Are you listening there at Utica, Attica, or where?
Ilion, New York.
Okay, fine. Are you listening shortwave or listen to a major station there?
WJIV out of Cherry Valley.
Okay, very good. Well,
109 FM.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, Loreen, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I wanted to know if I could talk about something. I went to a meeting tonight out here in the country in the town of Litchfield. It's south of Ilion, where I live in the country, but it's an Ilion mailing address.
Okay.
And we had, they're trying to bring in a group of wind turbines.
Right.
And the community is half for it and half against it. And I remember you talking about how, I don't know whether it was in California or in other states, that they're getting rid of, is it hydropower?
Tearing out dams so we can do away with hydroelectric power. If they can do away with hydroelectric power, and they're trying to do that as quickly as they can, and then, of course, they can block nuclear power, then, of course, they sell what's just terrible, you know, if you're burning, coal or oil or natural gas because you're creating a carbon footprint. And so the only alternative, of course, is solar, and, of course, the solar panels are all made in communist China, or wind power and General Electric, which is the largest wind turbine, they're going to move their production to communist China. So we're going to create a lot of jobs when we put in the solar and wind, but they're all going to be over in China. But you go right ahead.
Well, I like the idea of sustainable electric, but the thing is it's my understanding, and I don't know if it's accurate or not, but I was told that if this passes and these wind turbines are put out here in the town of Litchfield, that as soon as they're built, a company in Spain will buy them.
I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that, Stephen?
Well, a lot of foreign countries are buying our alternative energy sources after we build them, so I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Somebody from Ireland that's supposedly doing this here to begin with.
Well, I think, Loreen, what you have to understand is that by sending all of our money overseas, we have massive deficits every month. Last month it was $46 billion. And what we're doing then is giving all these other countries money so they can come in and buy up our infrastructure. That's what our leaders want. They want to destroy this country. And certainly, basically, already 25 of our major corporations here are foreign-owned. It's probably closer to 30 to 35%. Those figures are 5 years old. And this is exactly what what's happening. And they're selling off the Turnpike, the New Jersey Turnpike, the Philadelphia Turnpike. They're selling off our bridges. They're selling off our major highways. And suddenly they're probably going to be selling off a lot of our electric concerns. I don't know anything specific about that, but I wouldn't be at all surprised. But you see, then the next thing is, of course, they're going to have those up, and those turbines are going to start killing birds. And then the people are going to say, well, we can't have those wind turbines. They're killing birds. And they make an awful lot of noise. And if you've never been around one of those wind turbines, they make a lot of noise. And then they're going to say, well, we're just going to have to turn off the turbines, and then we'll have solar energy, you know. And then, of course, it's great during the daytime, but what do you do at night? What they really want to do, Lorraine, is they want us to stop using electricity. They want to destroy the industrial base of our country because it's based upon the availability of cheap and efficient, in other words, 24-hour-a-day electric power, and they don't want to do that. They want to destroy our industrial base. That's what it's all about. And when you understand that, and you should be at those meetings, explain to them what Agenda 21 is all about, what smart meters are about, what is really happening, and how they are going to destroy our ability to have effective electricity. And pretty soon we'll be almost as good as they are over in Baghdad today, where they get 3 hours of electricity on a good day. Anything else, Lorraine?
They're not even going to let us get the power off of these wind turbines. It's supposed to be taken to New York City, and we're not going to benefit from it.
Okay, well, if I were you.
We're going to have to suffer the side effects.
What would you say about that, Stephen? What would you tell her about wind turbines and the noise and the trouble and the birds and all the other problems?
Well, you were talking about the birds and all that. You reminded me.
They said that people are getting sick from them.
Hold that. What were your thoughts, Stephen?
Well, when you were talking about the birds, you were reminded. You sounded exactly like the late Senator Ted Kennedy. There was an effort to build turbines off of Hyannisport, and Ted Kennedy, for many years, got it stopped because he didn't want the sight of those turbines, and he was afraid for the birds. And that's exactly the line used by Ted Kennedy to stop the turbines being built in his neighborhood. The problem is for this nice lady from Litchfield that she doesn't have a Ted Kennedy to just tell them no.
You've got a real problem there, Lorraine, and just try to get people to understand this is very, very effective, very, very inefficient means of getting electricity. It'll be very expensive, but if people of New York want it, why, you can't stop it. But you can certainly say, why don't you put this down, you know, on Long Island, you know, get a place, or maybe put it on Plum Island out there in the middle of the sound there between Lyme, Connecticut and Long Island, and that would be a great place for it. I'm sure they have lots of wind.
Well, in Lowellville, New York, the one man that was at the meeting tonight, he said people are getting sick that live near them.
I really can't comment on that. But anyway, God bless, and thanks so much for calling. You keep us posted, okay? Bye-bye. Let's go to Rich calling from San Diego. Rich, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Actually, I wonder if we're you know, splitting hairs with this problem, that problem, and if you look at the Trilateral Commission, is maybe they're really looking at basically doing more population control because we have so many people in the world, they're scratching the head, how are we going to control these people and consolidate power at the same time?
Do you have any thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, actually, Australia is now having a debate on whether or not to limit families to 2 children. This is about population control as well. And, of course, the Chinese have now found out that their population control of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, which they're still basically continuing, one child...
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Stephen.
The Chinese idea of one child per family is now hurt.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Real people. And as soon as we understand that government doesn't like us, the easier it will be for us to fight back government efforts.
And I think there's a growing awareness. I wish everybody that listening audience could have been here in Santa Cruz on Sunday and Monday when Alex Jones was here. And he gave the most a rousing speech. 750 people each night on their feet cheering. People are looking for leadership. And basically, we have the facts. We just need to get them out. I did give a short introductory remarks, but of course it was Alex's show. He did a great job. But people are looking for answers. You need to begin looking in the background between what the real agenda of population control is and how it is being implemented throughout America and throughout the world today. Stephen, God bless. Thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, I do hope you enjoy our programs. I think Stephen has a lot of great information. And, of course, what's happening in California is simply reflected all across the country. Your job is to get other people listening to our program. If you're in a position to help us financially, we could sure use it. If you're, and of course, we also would point out that we need you to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't have the funding, get onto a computer. RadioLiberty.com is our website, RadioLiberty.com, and just scroll down to videos, and then go to the first video, and it's my talk. And you're going to have to watch me talk for 2 hours, but the basic information is there. At the Brotherhood of Darkness DVD. Now, you can purchase the DVD, you can purchase the book, you can get them all together, along with the tape, the Brotherhood of Darkness special. You should need to get my talk on the specter haunting America. And, of course, you need to get my talk on the financial tsunami. It comes with a syllabus. You need to get my talk on the planned police state, and it comes with a syllabus. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. You need to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and just pull down our newsletters and read them. And then check out the documentation, because the documentation is there to verify everything we've said. So and then, of course, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our newsletters, our radio programs there 9 hours a day. And then if you have unlimited minutes on your telephone, you can listen to our Genesis program 24 hours a day by dialing 760-LOW. That's 760-LOW-SO-S-O-1-1. That's 760-LOW-SO-1-1. You can get the number up at our website at RadioLiberty.com. There's so many ways you can listen to our programs. I said you need to get the DVD on the Surveillance Society, Catherine Albrecht, and if you doubt any of that material, Sydney, Jesse Ventura is doing a great job of getting information. Watch his DVDs or his programs on the conspiracy theory. If I could suggest, of course, you want to get the excellent book by Dr. Kaufman on rescuing a broken America. He did a real good job on rescuing a broken America. We carry Orlean Kula's book. We also recommend that to you. That's Orlean Kula's book. And Sydney, we actually have so many books. Go to our website, look at the books there, all about secret societies, about the organizations that have been working behind the scenes, and we pull it all together in our newsletters. We're doing a series on the secret cabal. Who is the secret cabal? They're the people who have created all of the wars and all of the revolutions. And if you haven't seen my DVD on the World Revolution, we'll explain to you why the American State Department brought Fidel Castro to power. You'll see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, who will tell you the State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power, and they knew he was a communist. And you'll learn all about David Rockefeller. That's the World Revolution. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. It is 26 October. We're so glad to have you here. Thank you for caring about your world and wanting to find out all the truth. Not just the truth you want to know, but all the truth. Sometimes people are offended by the Power Hour because we don't care, as long as it's the truth. And I don't care how many wounds it opens and how much information we give out that may be somewhat offensive to others. I'm sorry. We live too much in the lie. We live too much in the lie, and now I don't care what it is. I want to know. There are those that cannot handle the truth. It is threatening. It is frightening. People do go into denial. It's kind of like, okay, that's enough truth. That's enough truth. I've got it. No. We need to talk about what is versus what they want to be. And as soon as we become aware, well, it makes it hard to be a slave after you have knowledge. That's what we do here at the Power Hour, and we are proud of it, and we thank you for joining us today. And I think you will probably get tired of me talking about the singing revolution. It was an epiphany for me, and I think it will always remain an epiphany each time I see it. That is a DVD that is not going to be given away. It will be one that I keep and I watch over and over again. You don't understand how powerful one movie can be until you see The Singing Revolution. Listeners, this is a country that was completely taken over.